Okay, good evening, gentlemen. After that nice orange start, we continue the Rambam Hilchos Isurei Bia Perek Tesvav Halacha Lamed Aleph, Chapter 15, Law 31. Baruch Hashem, we have so much different learning in one day. You know, we start with Mishnah Berurah in the morning. We got Gemara. Then we had Chassidus. And then we did Beginner's Chumash. And now we're doing Rambam. On one day. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Okay, halacha lamed aleph. Remember, we talked about yesterday. He said, "Kid thrown in the street," and if he's pre-asufi or post-asufi.
Wow.
So now a little similar, but a little bit different case. Lamed aleph. Nimtza havlad mohol o shohuchtal. There's a number of scenarios. I'll take one at a time or two at a time. You see this baby that normally we would consider an asufi. It's just a baby out there, but there's a few things about this baby that's different than any other baby.
Unique.
Number one, you see the baby circumcised. That means the parents went to the trouble to circumcise this child.
So he's already 8 days old.
Okay. Yes. Oh, shehuchdal, or he's bundled up real nice, real comfy, real cozy with a comforter and all these things.
Blue?
Anyone? Oh, shahamlach. The baby is, it seemed in those days, they would put salt on a baby so his limbs would get stronger. I don't know if they do that nowadays. You could speak to sick kids. But they put salt. It was what they did in the Gemara days. They put some salt on the body to make it stronger. They put a certain type of makeup, some blue makeup on the eyes. Or they put an amulet around the neck that's Kabbalistically written for protection and stuff like that. You find the child in an interwoven tree that the branches or the roots are all interwoven. He's inside of that in a way. So the wild animal could not get in there and get to the kid.
Protected.
And wherever he is in these scenarios, he's close to the city, not in the middle of the forest. Okay, or shenim to beis hakneses hasom shul rabim. Or you find him in the shul that's close to the major thoroughfare, obetzidim shul rabim, or near the side roads, as it were. Any of these first scenarios plus the second type of scenario, okay, or really no, any of them, or he's found in a shul. Then there's any one of these things: circumcised, bundled up, in a shul, okay. Any one of these, what do we say? Ain kan mishum asufi.
Wow.
The child is not considered an asufi.
He's out of the category.
Not considered an asufi. Right? Even though, and more than that, and even, but, on the one hand, but if it would be a girl, we'll see in a minute, we wouldn't let her marry a kohen. But what's the point we're saying? That this kid is at least what?
A Jew.
Not just a Jew.
No suffix. No suffix.
He's a kosher Jew and he's not a mamzer.
No right. Suffix.
An asufi, what's an asufi? A suffix mamzer.
Yes, suffix.
We're not sure if he's a mamzer. Here we're saying we assume, and there's no mother testifying, the kid is a Jew.
Why?
Well, that's a good question, Howard. And we'll get to it in a minute. Let's just do the other side of the coin. Maybe you guys will figure it out yourself, but let's think for a minute. Oh, well, as a matter of fact, the Rambam was going to tell us, but
no,
only part of it, not the full story.
I don't want to know any of it.
He's saying, Me'achar Shehe Mishamar Noso, since whoever put him where they put him, they're protecting him, Shalo Yamus, that he should not die. Becheskes Kosher, who we can assume he is a kosher Jew, and you're asking why.
You don't want to let your kid die regardless of these.
Well, let's think about it for a minute. Let's finish up the halacha. First, then we'll discuss it. Okay. But now the reverse. What do you see? The kid is in the middle of Bathurst Street. The middle of the road.
Oh, no.
Busy traffic.
That's bad.
Middle of the road. Horses galloping right and left of that little bay, bundle of joy. Right? Or he's very far from the city. Far away. Afilu tachas ilan, even under a tree. Oba beisa knesses are in a shul, but it's far, far away from civilization. Oshenimtza toli beilon, you find him hanging from a tree, or by a tree, but makom shechai begas, a wild animal could get him. In other words, not interwoven, but a way he's by the tree, and a wolf can go gobble him up easy. Hareza asufi, that is an asufi. That is a suffix, if it's a mobs or not. So now, what is the logic here? So the commentaries explain like this. and I think I mentioned it yesterday, if anyone had a mamzer, now a mamzer means that the kid really shouldn't have been born, right? So now, and the parents know that this fellow's a mamzer, gives him a mamzer, like what kind of, there's a lot of issues here. Number one, you're the parents of a mamzer? Imagine this girl gives birth to a mamzer baby. It's a stigma that goes to the mother the rest of her life. It's going to hurt her for any shidduchim, right? The husband's divorce, or they don't want to make a messy scene. You know, the husband's got to divorce her. And then what's going to be with this kid? Raising a mamzer. Did you ever raise a mamzer? You know, we think raising a child with learning disabilities is a problem. Go raise a mamzer. So many people would take the easy way out. Since, of course, Jews will never do an abortion. So what you do is you just leave the kid in the junkyard. We're not dealing with simple situations, Paul. Anybody who sires a mamzer has not exactly been a person of the highest moral turpitude. And avera goveris avera.
It's compounded.
Wouldn't that be the same as an abortion then, really?
It's not an abortion. At least you're not with your hands killing the child. You're just, listen, look at the psychology of the criminal mind. I mean, when all you guys are moral guys, you wouldn't think of this, you wouldn't think of making a mamzer either. Alright? But, you know, not everybody is as pure hearted as the present company that we have. And there's, you know, just look at CNN, you know, gang rapes in the Chveis, India, Chveis. I don't know what's going on, you know, going on a vacation somewhere. I mean, there's people out there, even Jewish people, and they don't have the best Jews around. But if you've got a mamzer, we've already seen there's a lot of bad situations over here. And you don't want to deal with it. So you just leave them to die. So that's what we're saying. But if you see this baby, someone's done something to make sure he's going to live. He's a mamzer, what'd you circumcise him for?
Yeah.
He's a mamzer. Why are you putting a kamei around him to be protected? Why are you putting him in a tree that's protected from all sides? In other words, you can't deal with... I understand. You can't deal with the shame, but you want the kid to live.
But is he a mamzer or not? What shame?
No, I mean, like this. If you did the other things, then he's probably not a mamzer.
Right, so why not keep him?
But he can't afford it. There's other issues. There's always issues why you're leaving a baby, right? But the difference is, if you're having a mamzer, you really don't care for the kid to live. The psychology is, you don't care for the kid to live. They would want him to die and would do nothing to protect it. If it is a normal kid, they'd say, this is a normal kid. At least he should live, but they can't afford, they can't this, they can't
have a lot of this. I mean, could you not, if you knew this halakha, couldn't you do all this so the kid would be saved and looked after and treated as a non-mamzer, even if it was a mamzer?
It's not so easy. It's not, this is all. There's a lot of shame. There's a lot of problems. You know, thank God you're all raised in nice homes and you don't understand what it means to be raised in a home where it's not like this.
No, but this is how you save this kid from being treated like a mamzer.
No, but there's a lot of shame in having to... You have to say, listen, I can't, no. Here, the mother is, whoever put him away, that he's gonna be found. They put him in a shul. He put him in a shul. Can you imagine?
Well, if you put him in a reform shul, he may not be found.
Sam opens the door, he comes in, and here's a baby crying. Now, I'm sure that mother put him in a shul because he knows a good Jew's gonna find him.
Good Jew.
Look what it says in all these cases. He's in a place where it's not far from the city. It's close to the city. People are going to come. It's like, when?
That's me. I took over. Me, sorry.
It's the baby at the doorstep. If you put the baby at a doorstep, you want the person to open the door and take the baby. They're doing things that the baby should live. And to be found by somebody. Okay? So that's why we assume the kid's a kosher kid. But if the kid's a mamzer, they're gonna say, the whole thing, mamzer, you know what the problem with mamzer, not problem, mamzer is, you know, your aver was so bad, it's never going away. That's the whole thing of a mamzer. This is the only avera that there's permanent physical tangible result that lives with you forever. And you know what, frankly, a person who's a mamzer doesn't want to see that, doesn't want to know that. and would want that kid out of the picture. They wouldn't kill it with its hands.
Could be associated with it if you leave it there and bundle it up and circumcise it?
No, but then we assume it's not a mamzer.
No, but what I'm saying is, why doesn't the parent do that so that their kid can live?
Because first of all, who's gonna know if he's a mamzer? I'm saying, well, it's an embarrassment, a shame. They don't want the kid to live.
Be associated with that kid.
He's not gonna say
a person who isn't a moral person isn't gonna care if this baby dies. You're not getting it. You're not getting what an immoral person would do. You don't kill it with your hands.
That's murder.
You're a yid.
That's murder.
That's murder, mamish. It's chai misa.
Yes.
It's a grama.
It's a grama. You indirectly caused the kid's death.
You know, Shelley, I know you're trying to imply logic here, and normally that's a good thing to do. When you're dealing with people who have done immoral things, how do you explain, you know, a very proper person, you know, gets in a car accident and then runs away from the scene because they're afraid what's going to happen. How could you do that? Would you ever do that, Shelley? You wouldn't. But don't you read a million times it happens? Because the person's in shock. They don't know what to do. They get all nervous. They get all scared. They don't make the most rational decisions. And they do things that don't make sense. So guess what? You went and got pregnant. You know the kid's a momser. And now you got a momser's wearing. We don't have all these societies protect the momser. You know, we love momsers. You know, what do you call?
PMA. Protect the momsers.
Momser phobia society, right? You know, it was really looked down at. It was a big
challenge.
It was a big chance. It was a big shame. So they want to live with the shame. So they want the kid to die. So that's not bad.
Imagine for a second you're a woman and you're married and you were raped by a serial murderer.
Okay, that's usually not the case, Howard. And even then, you want to know the kid. The kid reminds you of terrible things. You don't want to know.
I'm saying, so some horrible person who's a murderer rapes you.
Jewish, you have to be Jewish.
The kid who's born, you know he's got the genes from this guy who's a murderer.
It just reminds you every day. And the kid will grow up looking just like the raper. You're going to look at that kid all them. You don't want to know the memory of it. Just let him die. When they're not that bad, they'll kill him with their hands. Just let him die. Finished.
How is that better than an abortion?
Okay, again,
Shelley, all I'm going to say is
this is passive.
People involved.
It's drama. It's drama.
Okay, so if two witnesses see you,
knowing
that it's going to get run over by a horse, are you saying that they're not hired for killing?
They're not. It's not. Maybe Bidei Shemayim, but not Bidei Adam.
Right.
It's a grama. You know, the mother won't kill her child herself, but she'll just leave him. And again, people in this situation are not acting rationally. That's what you have to understand. They're not acting rationally. How can you ask a question on someone's not acting rationally, Shelley?
So two guys have a marcus, and one of them takes him, drugs him, ties him to a railroad track, leaves, and the train kills him. He's
that fire? Ties into the railway track?
Yeah.
We learned already when you tie up the guy, you start the fire, and the guy's tied up near the gutish.
It's high
of the
day, Shemayim.
But you're high of the day. You leave a kid on the street.
No, it's different.
You tie
a guy. Anyway, Shelley, we're dealing with irrational people. You don't ask cashes on irrational people. That's all. That's all. The psychological trauma is so great, they're not doing things that me and you would do. That's all. I'm not saying it's right. Is it right to sire a momser? Is it right to sire a momser? So who would do it? It's the slippery slope, Shelley. I understand. You don't find, you know, high, sophisticated, important politicians. What did they do 150 years ago when they got people pregnant? They just made sure the kid wasn't alive to tell anybody. That's all. You don't think Thomas Jefferson, he's kind of chever, did these things.
He's a chassid guy.
What? I'm telling you, as I'm saying, I don't know, so Shelley's too pure, pure holy. he can't believe anybody would do this.
I cannot lie.
What's this?
Kid
is okay.
Because you want the kid to live. You want the kid to live.
We're saying his parent wants him dead.
The kid, yes, the parent wants him dead. But because it's only trouble. It's a stigma that will follow you the rest of your life.
So this is a halakhic
loophole to murder. It's not. We're just saying, if we see the baby like this,
yes,
and we see that the parents have gone so low, We're not condoning it. Not condoning it. But if they've gone so low that they want the kid to die, we can assume the kid was a mamzer. That's all. There's no way to go after.
It's a doubt. It's still a doubt, Shelley. It's a doubt. It's not
Yom. You don't know who the parents are.
It's an Asufi.
The people did it in the cover of dark. We're not talking about what do? You catch them and this and that. We don't care about the catching aspect. You're too focused on trying to judge and punish the parents. We just don't want the... You see this baby sitting in the middle of the street. What do we think happened? Well, it must have been a very good, kosher kid. Yeah, I wonder how many parents with a beautiful child just dumped the kid like that to die. That doesn't happen. And it doesn't happen. Unless they're very poor. They have not, and even then, they wouldn't do it away from him to die. They put him in the shul. They put him in a place where we can find him. They want him to live. It was a good... Whatever. They're too poor. They couldn't afford to keep him. Whatever it was.
Something happened.
But they want the kid. It must have been a kosher kid. Okay. I think we spent enough time on this one. Right. All right. Nemanas Chayaloymar, a midwife, is believed to give the following testimony. She could say about a little baby, Zeh HaBein HaKohen Hu, O Levi, O Nasin, O Mamzer. This woman can say whatever she wants, and we'll believe her. He says, this baby was the son of a Kohen. This is the baby's son of a Levi. This one is from a Nasin. Remember, that's the ones that Shlom Melech, that David HaMelech said, are not considered Jews, rabbinically. O Mamzer, says a Mamzer. Why? Because we don't know about this kid. We're not talking about a kid who he knew who the parents are, and the parents said, it's my kid. A midwife says, I just want you to know, this kid nobody knows anything about.
Knows who the parents.
He says, I know who the father and the mother is. She's, and we have no other evidence. It's not, she's the only evidence we got. We'll believe her. That's when there's no other chazaka going against her. And we don't know the genealogy of the child, the pedigree of the child. We don't know. And here, she's the only evidence, and she says, I was the midwife. I delivered him. We will believe her. But mad, remember, we say that we believe her. One week, she has a chazaka that she's a trustworthy person. Nobody had contempt for her and said that maybe she's a liar. A person. Even if one person says she's not such a credible person, then we... I mean, he says specifically, "Bishakri's a liar. She's a lying midwife. Ain't an emana. She loses her believability. Rabin becheskes kosher. The child is assumed to be a kosher. One second. Ve'ein lo yichus, but he can't. But he's not a miyuchus. Since someone's, in other words, since on the one hand she's saying we'll believe her, but he's not considered a yichus since someone has contradicted her, and therefore, if she said he was a kohen, we won't believe that he's a kohen. We'll believe her to the extent that he's a Jew, but we won't believe to give him an elevated status of a kohen.
Even though she's trustworthy, you can believe that he's not a mamzer.
If she's completely trustworthy, we believe everything she says. Well, we don't know she's not trustworthy. Someone's contending her trustworthiness. Maybe that guy's a liar too. So cast a little bit of a doubt. So a little bit of a doubt, we'll believe a little bit that the kid is a kosher kid, but we're not going to believe enough to say he's a Kohen to that extent. And then finally in Lamed Gimel, the Rambam is going to give a little summary of all the halachas that we learned up to this point as we now move into a new territory in the next chapter. Dover Borur, it is clear. Shehasisuki, a Shesuki. Remember the Shesuki, the baby we don't know anything about?
The mother was quiet.
We know he was born to a mother, but had nothing to say. Usser, Lisa, Shesukis. Can't marry another Shesuki. Why? Because they're both suffakes. And one could be suffak and that one be a good one. Then one could be a suffak and is not a good one. So they can't go together. And similarly, va'asufi, asur va'asufi. A kid who was picked up on the street, a real asufi, is a suffik, right? Can't marry another asufi. Why? Because there's doubts. And it could be, one could be a kosher Jew, and the other one could be a not kosher, and then the two can't be together. Avol mamzerim vadoim. But if one is 100% mamzer, they didn't leave the baby in the street. They came right over and says, here's my little mamzer old. Right, here he is. And he's for sure a mamzer, a vadei mamzer, or a nesin, a vadei nesin, those descendants of the Givonim, that David HaMelech said, I'm telling you, they cannot enter the congregation of Israel for sure. Mutar, what happened? Mutarim, lavo, zeba, zeb. They can marry each other. A mamzer can marry a mamzer, a nesin can marry a nesin. But what about the kid? Vlad, Mamzer. Child's a Mamzer, because it's a son of a father and mother Mamzer, so it's considered a Mamzer for sure. That's something that doesn't get fixed up. Ushesuki Vasufi, those doubtful ones, Mutorim Binesinin, can marry a Nesin, because a Nesin is also, you know, not so kosher either. Not a real Mamzer at all. Questionable. They really were converts, but they fooled everybody, and the rabbis gave them the law. They can't enter the congregation, so therefore these doubtful ones can be with them. And they can also be with the Bashar game with other converts, but what happens, we go, but with the kids, goes to the lowest common denominator, Vavlad, Suffolk, and the child is considered of a doubtful origin, like a Shesufki.
For generations.
And
in
a
forever.
Sufi.
You can't get rid of it.
Right.
Forever.
Unless the man marries a Shifcha. Right, but we're not going to go there.
There's no shifkas.
That's right.
There's no shifkas. It's impossible today.
Good. Now, we move on to the next chapter, and we're going to need the good doctors to help us out.
Quick question.
Howard, they're very often not quick, but go ahead. It's okay. I love you anyway.
If for somebody in this generation, somebody's born, okay, mother died, whatever. We have no idea who the father is.
It's a big problem.
And we know the mother was Jewish. Okay.
Oh, what are you talking about? We don't know. We know the kids were Jewish. The mother was Jewish already.
We don't know if the father. Doesn't matter. Right?
Doesn't matter. It's so irrelevant. It's
and no one has any information to tell us.
So how do you get a Sufi from a mother who...
We don't know who the kid is.
Shesuki. It's a Shesuki.
Okay. So
the kid could be a Mamzer. The kid could only marry what? He's got
a Ger.
He can marry a Ger. That's it. Can only marry a Ger.
Do we have a Sufi these days?
Could be.
Yeah.
What, a baby on the doorstep?
You're talking about Shesuki?
A circumcised baby with an amulet on the doorstep. With a big, you know, mug and David, you know.
It's basically not allowed to marry the Jews.
Can marry a convert. Is it Jew? Can marry a convert. Is it Jew? Okay, we now move into the area where we're going to need help from the two doctors.
Sam
and maybe
does.
Sam a little more.
Yeah, Sam knows more than I do.
As a matter of fact, I even have a picture. I don't know if we're going to get to the pictures today, but anyway. Chapter 16. We now talk about other people who are not allowed to enter the congregation of Israel. Aleph. Pitsua daka, a person with maimed testicles. Vecharus shavcha, and someone with a severed member. The shaft organ has been severed. Okay?
No.
We're going to need pictures later. We're going to need some pictures later, but for more of the internal medicine.
You're getting scarier all the time.
Okay. Now, what do they do? Now, these people, now, Shinasu, they gave a Kiddushin to a Bas Yisrael, to a nice, fine Jewish girl, Ubal, and there was intimacy, and it has to be with Kiddushin. Okay? One of these guys.
Could be intimacy?
Intimacy. And it says, Shinasu Ubalu, and was intimate.
I'm saying if the member was severed.
You could still have all kinds of intimacy. You know, a little bit different than the common person, but you do what you can, right? So, Lokid, you give them lashes because they transgressed a negative.
Them or him?
Lokin. Well, I don't give him. He's doing the lob, right?
Yeah.
These two people are not allowed to enter the congregation of Israel. So who do they marry? So they're allowed to marry who? They can marry a convert and a Canaanite slave woman that's been freed. Because the converts are not considered the congregation of Israel.
Right. We're probably never supposed to remind a convert of where they came from.
It doesn't matter. We don't remind them, but they're not part of that congregation of Israel in the pure bred sense. No, it's very clear what it says, and the Rambam will go into extreme graphic detail to exactly what has to happen for this to happen.
There you go.
This is all Torah, guys. This is no different than any other Parshas Mishpatim.
Apart from all of this,
I hardly started. A convert. But why are you getting upset now, Paul? We went through the whole chapter before that said all these Asufis and Shesukis and Mamzers can marry. You're slow. It takes a little while, Paul.
I can't explain it. I'm just wondering whether when a Jewish man marries a converted woman, aren't the kids just regular Jews?
Yes.
Yes.
So,
but the convert is not considered the Kahal Yisrael, the mainstream Yisrael.
Can a Kohen marry a convert?
No. Absolutely not.
No. They're Jews. They're chayvin all mitzvahs. But in terms of that purest of pedigree, they're one step down. They're one step down. They don't get land in Israel. When we lived in Israel with land, what did the ger get? Nothing. You're not getting a piece of land.
It's a man. It's a woman that's doing land.
No.
No, they don't.
She doesn't keep the land.
The land goes to the men. Most of the men. And I'm just saying, the convert in most ways is treated like a regular Jew, but in certain pedigree ways is not considered the Kahal Yisrael.
The female child of a converted woman, can she marry a Kohen?
All right, that already gets more complicated. It's also not so simple. Okay, anyway.
So here we have, here's a condition where a Kohen can actually marry.
I don't know why I prepared to the end of the chapter.
A Kohen can actually marry a Gioris in this case.
Well, I didn't get to it yet.
I know, but I'm just going to.
You're jumping the gun.
I'm sorry. Okay.
You're jumping the gun. You're going to.
Okay, sorry. I can't help it. I can't see so far.
Okay, but can I?
Just go.
Let me just finish that look. Then you can ask questions. Umotar and Lisa Gioris for Gafilu Kohen. Even a Kayin, Shehu Petsua Daka, who has this physical disability, right? Who normally cannot marry a Gioris, and normally cannot marry a freed slave. Here, Mutar Lisa Gioris Mishachres. He's allowed to. You know why?
No one else.
Because, no! Lafisha Aina Bigdushaso, because he has holiness has been compromised by the reality that he is now in. Okay, if these guys cannot enter the congregation, you know, what kind of kohen is he? He's lost some of that. No different than if a father marries a kohen, marries a divorced woman. The kohen's a halal. Now, I wouldn't say this kohen's a halal, but he has the physical limitation that takes away some of the kedusha of being a kohen. The whole idea of a kohen. What's the idea of a kohen? Kohen is a role model of being a Jew.
Yeah.
Role model being a Jew. How could a guy who can't enter the mainstream of Israel be a role model being a Jew? He can't, by definition. Hashem has stripped him of that being a role model. So that all the being a role model, you can only marry certain people, blah 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 blah. But if you're no longer the role model, you can't enter the congregation of Israel. So how? So we can't give you all the stringencies that exist. And matter of fact, not only this, he can marry another fish and because also vafilu nesina. And even a female nasin that's only us midrabbanan, oh achas v'nesfekas, or any of the doubting ones, doubt if it's a mamzer. That remember, a suffek mamzer according to the Bible is allowed to marry a Jew.
Right,
drabbanan they can't marry a Jew. So muteras, so the rabbis took off their restriction under these circumstances. Okay.
Does metaphysical mean they can't procreate?
What?
Does it mean they can't?
Well, how about if we'll get to Rama? Will give you all the details of that. But based on what I understand, I don't think he could
procreate.
He can't do it.
Procreate.
Okay. We'll talk about it. We gotta go ahead. Base. Hope to since the Petsua Daka cannot enter the congregation of Israel. We didn't decree against him for female to marry female Nesinim or female Svekas because they're not part of the congregation of Israel. But these guys, Aser b'mamzeres vadois, they can't marry a certain mamzeres. That is Aser from the Torah. In other words, to marry a biblical mamzer, that's usher from the Torah. So that we can't be that lenient with these guys over here to marry people that no one's allowed to marry. Rabbinic things, okay, the rabbis didn't put in the rabbinic prohibitions for them. But the biblical person allowed. Now, even though a Gioris can't marry a Kohen as well, that's usher from the Torah, and still we allow a Petsua Daka to marry a Kohen, Rambam holds.
No, a Petsua Daka can
marry a Gioris. The Rambam holds that a Petsua Daka, he has a Pagam in his Kedusha, but he still has Kedusha Yisrael.
Yes.
And therefore, for that, he can't marry a for sure Mamzer anyway. So he's lost a bit of the Kedusha, but he hasn't lost all of the Kedusha. He's no worse than a regular Jew.
Right.
And a regular Jew can't marry a Mamzer, so he can't either. Okay, now let's just begin. We'll just do one more. No, we'll stop. It's already half an hour. Next Sunday, we'll get into the... Now, if any of the good doctors have any kind of pictures, just give us not you know, with like real graphic, but like more like lines and this and that, showing different tubes and the different channels and ducts. There's a urinary duct,
well, there's
a vas duct, and a bath duct.
Yeah, the seminal duct.
So if you could find a good picture online, because I was trying to find one, but I don't know. I could show you. You can tell me if that's a good picture. Because if you don't have the pictures, you're really not going to get it. So I'm relying on you guys, okay?